He watched Amelia with a gaze so intensely hot she felt it move across her body, felt it run through the unpowdered strands of her hair and dance across her bared nape, felt it glide across her bared shoulders and down the length of her spine, coveting. She could not begin to guess how she had attracted his attention. While she knew she was pretty enough, she was not any more attractive than most of the other women here. Her gown, while lovely, with its elaborate silver lace underskirts and delicate flowers made of pink and green ribbon, was not the most riveting on display. And she was usually disregarded by those seeking a romantic connection, because her long-standing friendship with the popular Earl of Ware was widely assumed to be leading to the altar, albeit very slowly. So what did this man want with her? Why didn't he approach her? Amelia canted her body to face him and lowered her mask, staring at him directly so he would not have to wonder if she was looking at him. She left him no doubt, hoping his long legs would resume their deliberate stride and bring him to her. She wanted to experience all the details of him, the sound of his voice, the scent of his cologne, the impact of proximity to his powerful frame. Then she wished to know what he wanted. Amelia had lived the entirety of her motherless childhood being secreted from place to place. Her governesses changed often so that no emotional attachment could form. She was cut off from her sibling and anyone who might care for her. Because of this, she distrusted the unknown. This man's interest was an anomaly, and it needed to be explained. Her silent challenge caused a sudden visible tension to grip his body. He stared back, his eyes glittering from the shadows of the mask. Long moments passed, time she barely registered because she was so focused on his response to her. Guests walked past him, momentarily obstructing her view, and then revealing him again. His fists clenched along with his jaw. She saw his chest expand with a deep breath, just as she was bumped roughly from behind. "Excuse me, Miss Benbridge." Startled, her gaze turned to identify the offending individual and found a wigged man wearing puce satin. She muttered a quick dismissal of his concern, managed a brief smile, and swiftly returned her attention to the masked man. Who was gone? She blinked rapidly. Gone? Lifting to her tiptoes, Amelia frantically searched the sea of people. He was tall and blessed with an impressive breadth of shoulder. His lack of a wig provided an additional means of identification, but she could not find him. Where did he go?
Amelia.
The low, cultured drawl at her shoulder was dearly familiar, and she shot a quick, distracted glance at the handsome man who drew abreast of her. Yes, my lord.
What are you looking for?
The Earl of Ware mimicked her pose, craning his neck in much the same fashion. Any other man would have looked ridiculous, but not Ware. It was impossible for him to appear anything less than perfect, from the top of his wigged head down to his diamond-studded heels 6 feet below.
Would it be too much to hope that you were looking for me?
Smiling sheepishly, Amelia abandoned her visual hunt and linked her arm with his. I was seeking a phantom.
A phantom?
Through the eye-holes of his painted mask, his blue eyes laughed at her. Ware had two expressions, one of dangerous boredom and one of warm amusement. She was the only person in his life capable of inspiring the latter.
Was this a frightening spectre, or something more interesting?
I am not certain. He was following me.
All men follow you, love, he said with a faint curve to his lips. At the very least with their gazes, if not with their legs.
Amelia squeezed his arm in gentle admonishment. You tease me.
Not at all.
He arched one arrogant brow.
You often appear lost in a world of your own making. It is supremely appealing to men to see a woman content with herself. We long to slip inside her and join her.
The intimate timbre of Ware's voice was not lost on Amelia. She glanced up at him from beneath her lashes. Naughty man. He laughed, and the guests around them stared. So did she. Merriment transformed the Earl from the epitome of an ennui-afflicted aristocrat to a vibrantly attractive man. Ware began to stroll, expertly carrying her along with him. She'd known him for 6 years now.